Very, very strange game. You know, well, not a strange second half by our standards, but the first half particularly, like, you know, Meath come out of the blocks. But, you know, this second division title, you know, of all the leagues, I think the second division, the teams just want to get the first division so much. It's such a big stepping stone that it is a bit of a novelty final. You know, the only league that anybody wants to win really is the first division, and even at that, it's not the biggest of prizes. But it is nice to see you've won a national league. Like, there is, it's a tough, competitive, very tough first division. But in the second division, it's all about getting up. So it looked like Donegal came with that mindset in the first half, and you know, it looked like a team had never played football together. And it was remarkable in many ways, the change around in the second half. You know, we really took the game to Meath, and I think there's a big hole in Meath, Hillenburg. Looking at them, you know, even that night in Balbuffet, they were cruising in a game 4-up. We were very poor, and we got a very fortuitous goal, Keelan McGonagall, through the keeper's legs. And, you know, it seemed to unhinge them, and I just thought to yourself, you know, something not right about you. They're definitely the best team in the league. But in the second half, I think Donegal in many ways came at them like a first division team. Really asked a lot of questions of them, up the pace, intensity, up their attacking ability, got our defence sorted, because most of these scores come right in the middle of our D in the scoring area, and there was nobody near the men. But you see, we overturned them three or four times in that area in the second half. It was very pivotal. We got bodies around it, and I think once we started to ask questions, I mean, 1 point from play in the second half, that's hard to believe when they were just kicking scores for fun in the first. And I know there was a bit of a breeze with them, but I mean, in terms of correcting things and good signs from Donegal, it was an absolutely brilliant second half.
I suppose looking at that first opening 13, 14 minutes, Brendan McCall was the casualty there, and came Neil McGee. Donegal maybe started off a wee bit naive, sitting back a little bit too deep in that in their own 45. Allowing, suppose, there was also maybe, Brendan, an issue at midfield. They weren't getting the breaking ball. Those particular patterns of where Donegal are very good at times, getting in for possession at key times, just wasn't happening yesterday.
Yeah, it was almost like Meath were perfectly set up. You know, and there's a lot of talk of this Colin Nally fella in there at Meath. You know, you think back to when things started to go wrong with Meath. You can take it back to 2010, whenever they won that dodgy game against Louth. And ever since then, they've been on the slide. 13 years since they're in the top division. So it looked like this. Now, as I say, they were by far the best team in the league this year. So how they were set up against us is just how I would want us to be set up. Because we went forward against them. They got a nice, you know, two banks of players in there. They had like 10, 12 players in the round of 45. They were overturning us, and then they were obviously breaking in the pace, hitting Newman up front, and very difficult on Brendan McCall. You know, my heart went out to him. You know, first big game for Donegal seniors in Croke Park, and like, he was a casualty, and you maybe couldn't blame him. Let's be honest, Berg, if Neil McGee was in there and there was early exchanges with that clean ball was going inside with acres of room, you know, who knows how he would have got on against him. So very tough on Brendan. But listen, that's football. Newman was head and shoulders the best player in the pitch early doors. But certainly, as I say, in the second half, where Meath were getting their joy was right through the centre of our team in that scoring area. And we righted the wrongs of that, and we got set up, and we just made ourselves more difficult to score against. And as I say, from shipping points all over the place in the first half to just 1 point from playing the second half, you'd have to say, you know, defensively starting to look a bit more solid. Because let's be honest, Ferg, the way we were set up in the first half, if you have a strong running Tyrone team with the power inside, or like even a Monaghan, you know, you wouldn't have been down 5 points at half time. You'd have been down 15, and the game would have been over.
Definitely, Brendan, and from that, I suppose Declan, he made a couple of changes. Eamon Doherty came in. Donegal got a little bit more defensive in that second quarter of the first half, and into the second half started the brighter as well, and that probably give the platform for that success.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, there was some brilliant performances. I mean, God, Michael Murphy. I mean, people look at Michael Murphy bringing on about scores from play. You know, he is so much the architect of everything we do that it's impossible for him to be on the end of the move, because he's always a guy that's pivotal to it. But inside, they just give a masterclass. Say, poor Conor McGill, he didn't know what to do. You know, if he engaged him, Murphy's just too much power. Like, the literally only way you could mark Murphy, you'd need to have three players around him, and even then he would have an influence on the game, because he's obviously taken three players away from him. So he was unstoppable. But I just thought the pace, you look at Croke Park, the big thing is pace. You've seen Darryl Boyle, a couple of times in the first half. He made that brilliant run inside. Maybe should have tapped it over the bar. There was a goal chance on. You know, Owen Vann, when he got the ball, just absolutely electrifying. You know, and brilliantly, can you think about Jason McGee back in the fold this year? Like, superb. Niall O'Donnell, like, what a gifted player. You know, technically on the ball, kicked a great point. And of course, Oisin Gallon, you know, again, coming on from last week, first big game for Donegal Seniors in Croke Park, four brilliant points again. You know, you got to say, this guy is really moving up the gears. And of course, the goal getter. And when you think about it inside, corner forward, old fashioned, Jamie Brennan's one limb. If he sees a net, he's going to go for it. You know, third goal in the bounce. And that goal was the pivotal score, because at that stage, we were still keeping us at arm's length, in the lead. That goal just propelled us. And a bit like Balmafea, I think it's around about the sum of their time we get the goal in Balmafea. It's really knocked the stuffing out of Meath, and that was the platform then to go on and win it.
Brendan, suppose just taking out of your analysis there of the game, legs, pace, it's something that you feel possibly Donegal have to work on. Might have been a little bit flat-footed in their first opening half, and you know, you might have nullified those problems. If we had a wee bit more pace in that half-back line, maybe.
Yeah, I suppose looking at Donegal, you know, what a servant obviously Neil McGee is. He's still in there. You know, Frank McGlynn come on yesterday. Like, we've Leo McLoone stuck in there as a six. You know, you're just wondering how we can make this defence work right for us. That, you know, we're obviously an attacking team, which is brilliant, very entertaining, good to watch, but you just need that strength at the back line that we didn't see in the first half. You know, obviously Gillespie, like, was that big player coming in that you thought, you know, would have been a three or a six, and he's obviously gone back from that cruise ship, and hope to see him back soon, because he was one of the fellas you thought could have filled that void. He was very much a county man material there. And young Morrison, I don't know where he went. He looked like one of those sticky cornerbacks. I wouldn't have liked him in marked in the day. So, you know, Barry McGrath's back in there. You know, he's coming back. Experience, brilliant again. So, loads of experience in there, but I just guess with all those guys coming back, you know, they've done so much for us over the years. You just wonder now that that hard running game that's out there, you know, legs comes first before anything, I suppose. So it's a matter of getting that right mix in defence. But certainly when McGee came on yesterday and you seen him, he definitely was going to ruffle Newman. He was Neil Rogan, and he certainly put him off his game. You know, that's part of the game. That's part of what Neil does, and certainly he made things a bit more difficult for their main man.
Looking at some of the players you named there as well, we probably look at Paul Brennan. He could have been playing for Leitrim yesterday as well, but he was on the bench for Donegal.
Yeah, Paul, you know, I suppose it's tough. Listen, any time I've seen him play for Donegal, he's put on his shift. He's one of them boys that's heart and soul, you know, and certainly looking at his experience. I actually was thinking during that game, before I kept watching it, that, you know, they could have done him there. You know, I wonder what change he could have been there for them. But certainly, I suppose on a positive note, yesterday, you know, the four teams, it worked out about 18 and a half points, you know. You know, from a position where football was going down the gutter, you know, even ourselves including that, you know, defensively things was going really, really, in terms of a spectacle, going really poor. You know, things have started to change a good bit. And Donegal's been one of the shining lights in the network. And, you know, you'd have to say the Boner and Lacey Roach with Paul McGonagall, all the guys there involved, that, you know, Donegal, and people talk about that around the country when you're out and about, they love to watch Donegal playing now. We're going about the game in the right manner. And even the Meath fans had the cheek to boo us a wee bit yesterday, which I had to laugh at. I know even some of our own fans had an issue with that. I said, listen, if Meath really have sweepers and be sitting in zonal defence, then keep the bloody ball, let them come out. I remember Dublin doing this a few years ago and taking a hand at us, and we didn't have the sense to come out and engage them. So, listen, Donegal, run down the clock. At that stage, you don't have to entertain anybody. You've got to win the match. So, listen, the booze at that is more a compliment, I think, because Donegal players are playing smarter.